out of Paul's writing to the Philippians, the second chapter. I read verses 12 through 14. Supporting scripture coming from James out of the second chapter, verse 20, that you've already heard in your hearing this morning. The second chapter of the book of Philippians, beginning at verse 12, the Bible reads, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Supporting scripture from James 2 and 20, "But with thy know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Do all things without murmuring and disputing." The base of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject. If you just repeat after me,
I'm still
working on it. Be here because we want to be here. We ought to be here trusting and believing that there is a God somewhere and that God loves us and he makes a way out of no way. And I don't know. I just thank God when I look and see just how good the Lord God has been. We thank God for how he's blessed us in this household of faith. And we are privileged to look around this morning and look at blessed people. We are looking at some, as some would say, people that are highly favored in the Lord. And you might be one that say that, well, I don't feel highly favored this morning because I'm going through. I don't feel highly favored because there are problems in my life. But don't you know every one of us got something to contend with? Even though you may not be where you want to be, are you not glad you're not where you used to be? Don't allow the enemy to make you belittle what God has done in your life. I thank God that we got some individuals in here this morning that can say, "I'm so glad that I don't look what I've been through." Anybody really gone through some things this year? Anybody realize that there have been times where you really didn't know how you were going to make it, but somehow, some way, God pulled you out and it wasn't nobody but God. There were times when you were calling on the name of Jesus and had friends and family that was in the midst, but can't nobody do you like Jesus. Now, if you be honest with yourself, we got to realize that there may have been a time that you found yourself in a rut, between a rock and a hard place, but God brought you through all of that. So I just want to thank God for who he is and for what the Lord God has done. And then I know that there's somebody in here know God, because we didn't come into this place just to be here. We ought not be here just for a form or a fashion, but we ought to be here to give God glory. Hey, every time I begin to stand up and declare just how good God has been, I forget about complaining. I forget about my yesterdays, and I just want to thank God for right now. Is anybody glad that you can feel the presence of your God? Is your God living or is your God dead? Now, I'm talking to you as an individual. I'm not talking about what mom and them said or what nobody else told you to say. But is your God alive in your soul this morning? How many of you can feel the presence of a loving God? How many of you know that God is right there in the midst of your situation? How many of you know that even though your body is not what it used to be, and you may not be able to jump up real fast, but if you can just creep up, everything is going to still be all right. Is anybody glad in here to know that I might not be able to run full fast, but as long as I can just hop my way along, and as long as I can just take a baby step is better than no step at all. Am I talking to anybody in here? Am I talking to somebody that's trying to work out your soul salvation? Or are you sitting there on a stool of do nothing, waiting on it to fall down out of the sky? If you want it, you gotta ask for it. Then if you ask God for something, you ought to have belief in him that he is able to give you whatever it is that you need. Worrying God. about what we want instead of thanking God for the things that he's already supplied, because God is a God of resources and God supplies our every need. Now, there are times when you must go through, but we are taught by the word of God that in this life we will have trials as well as tribulations. Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I've already overcome the world. So that lets us know that all you got to do is turn it over to the Lord. We like to consider ourselves self-sufficient. And I can do this and I can do that. But I found out that I can't do nothing without God. Even as I opened my mouth, the sound would not come out if it was not for God. I've been looking out of these eyes and I've been wearing glasses for a long time, but the same God that allowed somebody to make these spectacles to help me see a little bit better, he is also able to give me everything else that I need. And so even though I realize that I don't have all of the answers, I know somebody that does. And so what we have to learn is learn more of him, learn more how to be like him. It is so good to be in the house of God and to get together and to lift up the name of Jesus. And we come this morning because he is a God that not only blessed you yesterday, but every day God blesses us. And we got to understand that we belong to a loving God, a God that is full of love, a God that is full of compassion, a God that has a forgiving spirit that can look, as we say sometimes, beyond our faults and bless our very need. Now, there's some of us, we are self-righteous, and some of us are still yet in denial. You know how it is that we can't see no fault of our own. We see mess in everybody else's life, but we don't never see the mess we do. And a lot of times, if we would just get off of our judgmental streak, we'd be in a whole lot better position to let God use us. We are living in times of judgment. But now, if you are not where you really want to be this morning, then you are able to say, I'm still working on it. I'm glad to be in the house of God. I'm glad to know that God is on my side. I'm glad that I can even say that the Lord has brought me a mighty long way. But then to speak on myself, I can also say that I still got a long way to go. There are those of us that think that because our testimony is that we're saved and we're sanctified, that we've already overcome. But how many of you understand that once you decide to get on the Lord's side, that's when trouble really begins? Once you decide that I'm tired of doing the same old mess that I've been going through and I want to lay aside this and I want to lay aside that, that's when the enemy begins to get all into your mind and get all in your business. And if you're not careful, he'll make you get all in your feelings. And when you get all in your feelings, then you start feeling self-righteous and you start feeling that little pity party and you want somebody to pat you on the back. But I found out that a pat on the back ain't nothing but a pat on the back. It's good time for a little bit of encouragement. It's good to sort of lift up your spirit, but once the pat is gone, what you gonna do? Because that individual that patted you, they need God just like you need God. That individual that pats you must understand that there is a God somewhere. So God wants us to treat one another right and to love one another. And we got to understand that it should be more action than lip service. Got a whole lot of folk got a lot of lip service. And I'm glad that I found out that the greatest gift that we all have is the gift of love. If you know how to love somebody. It's not about the gifts that you give them, but it's about the love that you give. It's about the little things that you don't ask for anything back. It's about those times when you let them know that somebody cares. If anybody ever called you when you really need to hear from somebody and you found out that somebody cares about your situation, somebody wants to know that everything is going to work out for your good. So I thank God for being just that kind of God that we can always depend on. Now, if you just allow me, I got a couple of points that I'd like to share with you this morning, because we got to understand that we are living in some very crucial times. We talked about last week about the sinful condition of our bodies and how it took the blood of Jesus to wash us and to cleanse us, and that we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. But we also found out that in order for us to become believers, we had to do something on our own. We had to confess our faults. We had to believe in our heart, and we had to do some things to let the Lord God know that I want to change my wicked ways. I come to let you know that can't nobody else do it. You got to do this thing all by yourself. Now, our conversation might be we walk by faith and not by sight. But we should be praying this morning not to just be hearers of the word of God, but we also need to be doers of God's word. We ought to know that this morning that if we say that we have God and we say that we are walking by faith, then we got to know that it takes more than just a humble belief. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I believe if we were to take an inventory this morning, most of us would say, I got faith in God. Yeah, right. Is anybody in here? How many of you really got faith in God? How many of you believe in God? Let me see you raise your hand. I need to know I got somebody in the house that got faith in God. Now, if you got faith in God, I want to know how many of you are working for the Lord. Now, are you doing any work for God? It doesn't necessarily mean that you got to be on a ministry in the church house. You can be working out there in the community. You can be working within the compass of your family. Some of us get it construed sometimes into thinking that if I'm not on the choir, if I'm not on the usher ministry, if I'm not on the missionary, then I'm not doing what the Lord God would have me to do. But don't you know there's some work to be done outside this vineyard? There's some work to be done, and we don't need nobody singing holy, holy. We need to walk holy, holy. We don't need nobody walking up and down the aisle. You ought to know that there's a place in God's life for each and every one of us. So I'm just thankful to God for blessing me and allowing me another chance to come. And I want to let you know that you ought to have faith in the power of a loving God. If you believe in God, you ought to believe that anything is possible. Because with men, many things are not possible, but not with your God. Now we want to talk about having faith in God. What does it profit, my brethren, do a man say that he have faith and he have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and have no food, and none of us will offer them even a crumb, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding or giving them the things which they have need of the body, then the Bible says, what profit is it? So now, what is the advantage of having if you don't do anything useful with it? And you can't be wasteful, and you got to watch the trick of the enemy, because there are some folk that are just moochers. There are some folk that are just like a leech. They'll latch on you and they'll suck everything out of you that you got. And as soon as you don't have nothing left, they'll move on to the next one. You know any folk like that? Oh, yeah, you can tell by the sound of their voice. As soon as you answer the telephone, you already brace yourself. Oh, Lord, what is it today? And there are times when, because of modern technology, it flashes across the screen on the television. Then we make our decision. Am I going to talk to them today? Or am I not going to answer the phone? Now, some of us, we love God. We love that individual that's calling us on the phone. But not today. Then there are times when your mind say, not today. But your heart. So hurry up and answer the phone. You answer the phone, and where you were geared up to already have your answer, something in here overrides what's in here. See, I don't know about you, but I think that I've called some folks sometimes, and they were thinking, not today, but they love me so much right here that they answered the phone anyhow, and they did what I needed them to do anyhow. And so we got to be mindful that we got to do what we can while we can to help one another along the way, because it might be you up today, but it could be you down also today. So now, if the enemy have put you in a position where your heart has gotten so hard that you can't do nothing for nobody, you don't care about anybody's situation, and there are times when your hands are tied. You have a desire, you want to be a help, but you can't help yourself today. So I say to that individual, don't feel bad. Don't be ashamed, because what I found out is that when you love folk and they call you out of the spur of the moment, their problem becomes your problem. Amen. You already got things to worry about, but now you're sitting there worried about how can I help Myra, and I don't know what I'm going to do about myself, but my friend needs me. So sometimes you have to make that extra sacrifice. You have to put your faith into action. Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead being alone. And man may say, thou have faith, and I have works, but show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Now, would thou know this, O vain man? That faith without works is dead. So if we believe in God, then we got to understand when Jesus said the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So God is saying to us this morning that I need more laborers in the vineyard. I need somebody that would come out of their comfort zone and declare that for the Lord I'll live and for God I'll die. I need somebody to realize that, no, I don't have all of the answers, and I don't do everything just right. But I wonder, are there any here my send me folk in the house this morning? Is there anybody that said, Lord, whatever you want me to do, Lord, wherever you want me to go, Lord, I'll just do what you want me to do, because I found out faith without works is like words without deeds. You can talk a whole lot, but talk is cheap unless you're going to follow that up with doing something. Now, there are times when you realize that I want to do the right thing. And I got my mind made up, and I want God to bless me. But how many of you know that the Bible declares that there's a law, that when I will do good, evil is also in the presence. For what I do, I allow not. But James, the Paul says here, what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Is there anybody that recognize you got sin in your life? For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is to be present with me, but how to perform that which God would have me to do, I can't find out how to do the right thing. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. In other words, I got a mind to do the right thing. But every time I try to do the right thing, the wrong thing get in the way. Now, if I do that what I would not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. So that's why Paul said, I I find then a law that when I will do good, evil is also present. And I just want to let Faust chapter know this morning that it's time for us to trust the power of a loving God. I want to know that you love God with all of your heart. I want to know, are you standing before the throne of God saying, Lord, here am I stand in need of a blessing. I try to do the right thing, but I find myself stumbling along the way. Will I just stop by to let somebody know that you got to work out your own soul's salvation? The Bible declares with trembling and fear, you got to fear who the Lord God is. For the Lord God is able this morning who can take you and give you somewhere to go. You're either going to hell or you're going to heaven. You got to make up your mind this morning. Are you going to live for the Lord or are you going to die and go to hell? I just stop by to tell somebody that you better trust the power of a loving God. Is there anybody in the house that love God with all of your heart? I want to tell you what the word of God says, that you better learn how to obey the word of God, whether you're in God's presence or whether you're in his absence. Oh Lord, I love you. I need you down in the depths of my life. I wanted you to help me to work out my soul's salvation. I want to do the right thing, but I can't get my act together. Every now and again, I find myself running, but I'm running in the wrong direction. I want to know, is there anybody in the house that realizes that it's between you and your God? You got to work out your soul salvation, and mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. Pastor can't do it. You got to go to God in prayer. You got to stand before the Lord your God. You got to hear the Lord say, well done, or he going to say, depart from me. What is the Lord going to say to you on that blessed day when the Lord God comes? I want to know, are you able to say, I'm still working on it. I got my mind made up. I done come a mighty long way, but I don't dot every I. I don't cross every T. I'm still working on it. The Bible says, love my enemy, and I don't know how to love that one that stabbed me in my back, but I'm still working on it. The Bible that tells me this morning that I got to go through some things in life. I may get knocked flat on my back, and as I'm flat on my back, I look up to the hills from which coming my help, and my help comes from the Lord. I'm still working on it, because I can't make this a journey all by myself. I heard the Lord my God call on the name of John. He said, get up out of that bed. It's time to get on about your father's business. And I told my God, I'm weak down in my body, but I'm working on it. You done brought me a mighty long way, and I know how to say this, and I know how to say that, but I got down on bended knee, and I said, oh my God, have mercy on me. Is there anybody in the house? Anybody need your God right now? Anybody need to let the Lord know, for the Lord I live, and for God I'll die. Is there anybody in the house that say, I'm not where I used to be, but I thank my God, I thank my God, I'm standing on the promises of my God, and I'm working on it. I was a child under, but I thank my God, I've been drinking milk for a mighty long time, but I need some meat, I need some substance, I need to get up off this milk. So in other words, you better mature in the power of a loving God. You better get off that breast milk, and you better get on some pig and get some strength in your body, because I thank my God, somebody said, my blood pressure gonna go up. I'm still working on it. Took my pill this morning, and if I grab a pig feet this afternoon, I'm still working on it. Is there anybody in the house working on your salvation, asking the Lord to watch you, carry you from one place to another? I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that I've been down and out, but I cried out in the midnight hour, and you heard my humble cry. Oh, my God. Oh my God, I can't make this journey all by myself, but if I call on the name of the Lord. I want to be like Hezekiah. I got to get out and work out my soul salvation. But is there anybody that need a little more time? Turn to the wall. Talk to your God. Say, oh my God, I need a little more time to work it out. Because I'm still working on it. Oh, yes. I need some help. I'm a work in progress, but I'm still working on it. I got my mind made up, and I come a long way, but I'm still working on it. I got some folk that don't like me because I'm blessed like that, but I'm still working on it. I got some things in my life that I got to give to the Lord, but I'm going to be humble at the feet of God because I'm still working on it. I'm going to work out my soul salvation in fear and trembling, because the God I serve, he is the one that got the power to deliver me or to allow me to die and go to hell. But because of the blood, I know that everything is going to be all right. I'm still working on it. Have not arrived. It's not over until the Lord God says that it's over. And I don't have anything to boast about because of where I am with God. Because it was his grace, it was his mercy that sustained and kept us. And each and every one of us this morning, we ought to be working out our soul salvation. Dara can't do it for me. I can't do it for him. We can pray you one for another, but you got to believe your God for yourself.